With a tractor as a backdrop and wood chips on a farm shed floor, U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack sat next to Education Secretary Arnie Duncan. Both were at UW-Platteville's College Farm. They told a crowd of mostly Future Farmers of America members they need higher education to get ahead. Ag Secretary Vilsack said that includes technical fields.
We used to be a country that valued both those who work with their head and their hands. And we've now become a country that sort of values the folks who work with their heads and undervalues those who work with their hands. And we ought not to be that kind of country, because that's what made us great.
In a question and answer session, the farm bill came up. Vilsack likes to call it the Farm Jobs and Food Bill to underscore it doesn't just benefit rural residents. Amy Seaboth questioned whether the new bill would have less emphasis on commodity crops like corn and soybeans. She works with the Southwest Planning Committee and would like more local food crops like vegetables and fruits that could be sold to boost local economies.
The farm bill has been great, don't get me wrong, but at the same time it's created a lot of bottlenecks and setbacks that we have to work extra hard now to overcome.
Vilsack said the department's begun the process of ensuring more availability of risk management tools to specialty crops. Those tools include crop insurance and credit. And he said the U.S. recently negotiated an organic trade agreement with Canada and the European Union. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.